You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. When it comes to the debate about cigarette smoking, some might argue that tobacco use is a personal choice and that their choice only affects the tobacco user because medical costs are offset by taxes on tobacco products. But in a report provided by Houston Public Media, John Schachter with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says in Texas, that's not the case.
For tobacco-related and tobacco-caused disease only, the state of Texas is paying $8.9 billion in annual health care bills.
So that means that the state of Texas spends over $7 billion more on health care-related costs than it generates in tobacco-related taxes and money it gets from the 1998 Big Tobacco Settlement. Another thing is that Texas spends just $4.5 million on tobacco prevention campaigns. That's $260 million less than the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends. According to Schachter, there's a reason why.
95% of adult smokers started before they were 21 and 90% before they were 18.
And Adeline C., an 18-year-old, explains tobacco product placement and design is directly aimed at people in her age group.
Electronic cigarettes right up on the counter. They're marketed in a very, like, colorful way with different flavors such as banana smash.
Also, according to CDC's report, Big Tobacco spends over $1 million a day on tobacco product placement. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.